You're listening to WCNO Palm City. My word
is a lamp. Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank God for what he's doing in this season. We thank God for this Christmas season where we commemorate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. God has been good to us. He has kept us. And by his grace, we are still going on. We thank God for our Lord who came and died and rose again and lived forevermore. We thank God for the reminder this Christmas season. It's not about all those gifts, but it's the gift of salvation which comes through our Lord Jesus Christ. For the word of God tells us the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So we need to understand the meaning of Christmas and understand that Jesus came and died for us. He loves us so much. He loves us with an everlasting love. And with loving kindness, he has drawn us unto himself. So we bless God for this time to go into the word of God. Jesus himself is the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. And the word was God. So we have to understand, people of God, when we start to love his word, then we naturally start to love him because he is the word. So we give God thanks for what he's doing in this season. And we thank God for keeping us and giving us health and strength to continue on this journey. We continue in the series of Psalm 119. Psalm 119, which we know is an acrostic psalm. It's a poem or other composition in which initial or other letters taken in order form a word or a phrase. And we see where the Hebrew letters form a stanza of Psalm 119. So we see the stanza has 8 verses. And we see each 8 verses is headed by the letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Last time we stopped at the letter Dalet. And this week we are going to go into the letter He, which is the 5th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. But before we begin, let us pray. Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for who you are. Thank you for your goodness, for your grace, and for your mercy. Thank you for allowing us to be here to go through this psalm. And we pray, O God, as we continue to realize, O God Almighty, why you are sending us into this psalm is for us to know and understand that we need to get close to the word. You're calling us close to your word, O God, for your word is spirit and it is life. Your word revives us. So I pray, O God, this evening in the name of Jesus, mighty God, that you will come. And, O God, you will illuminate your word to us. Help us, O God, to understand your word that we may apply it unto wisdom. So I pray, O God Almighty, for each and every one who hear your word this evening, O God Almighty, that they, O God, will purpose in their hearts, O God, to obey your word. We pray that your spirit of obedience will rest upon us, that we will not just be hearers of your word, but doers of your word. So we thank you again, Holy Spirit, for being with us and for guiding us into all truth. We thank you for teaching us your word and helping us to remember your word at the opportune time so that we can live our life righteously before you, holy before you, O God Almighty, we pray. Lord, we thank you again for what you have done, what you're doing in this season. Thank you for this Christmas season. Thank you for your blessings on us. Thank you for allowing us, O God Almighty, to see another Christmas. And we just give you thanks and praise. And we honor you for who you are and what you're doing. And may your name be glorified as we pray and give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. And we say amen. Amen. Praise God. So we continue in Psalm 119, and we are now at verse 33. Verse 33 of Psalm 119, we are going to be looking at verses 33 to 40. It's the 5th stanza, the 5th letter of the Hebrew alphabet head this stanza. So we see the 5th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which is He, He. And people of God, we have to understand this letter means the breath of the Creator, the breath of the Creator. The Holy Spirit is the breath of this Creator. He is the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, the breath of the Creator. People of God, we have to understand that the Holy Spirit is a person, the third person of the Godhead. Jesus Christ came and he lived here on earth for over 33 years. And when he was going away, he said, I cannot leave you helpless. I can't leave you comfortless. I have to send the blessed comforter who will live with you and in you. So we see, people of God, Jesus came and did his work here on earth. But when he was going away, he didn't leave his people as orphans. He didn't leave them to fend for themselves. He sent the blessed comforter, the Holy Spirit, to live with us and in us. All of us who have put our faith in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit is with us and in us. So we need to understand, people of God, as Jesus said to his disciples before he went away, it's expedient. It's to your advantage. It's necessary for you that I go. For if I don't go, the Holy Spirit will not come. And Jesus ascended on high. Jesus went back to be with his Father. But he sent the Holy Spirit to live with us and in us. So when we look on the fifth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which means the breath of the Creator, the Holy Spirit, we can see and know and understand that we need the Holy Spirit with us every step of the journey. We need the Holy Spirit with us to show us the way, to guide us into all truth. We need the Holy Spirit of God to come beside us and to enable us when we are unable. There are times when we are unable, people of God. We don't know what to do. But when we call upon him, he comes and he helps us and he shows us what to do. So we need the Holy Spirit. So when we go through these 8 verses, we pray that after we finish these 8 verses, we will understand how much we need the Holy Spirit, the breath of the Creator. And we will see and understand why we need to hold firmly to the Word of God. For the Word is Spirit and it is life. Look at verse 33. Of Psalm 119, New King James Version, verse 33 of Psalm 119. The word said, teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall keep it to the end. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes. Teach me, O Lord, the path, the way. Instruct me, Jesus, in the path I should take. Instruct me in the path of your written laws. People of God, the word of God is our instruction for right living. So teach me, O Lord, the path of your written law, and I shall obey it to the end. When we are taught by the Holy Spirit, people of God, we will obey the word of God to the end. We shall. It's a certainty. We are going to keep it unto the end. We are going to obey God's laws unto the end. But we need to be taught by the master teacher himself, the Holy Spirit. We need to be taught, people of God. We need to understand that only he can guide us into all truth. Only he can reveal Jesus to us. So we need to ask the Holy Spirit to come in and to do the work for us that we can't humanly do. So we have to understand, people of God, the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives. The breath of the Creator, the Ruach HaKodesh. He is God, the third person of the Godhead, who has come alongside us. He's our Paracletos, people of God. He's our standby. He comes to aid us, to help us. We have a helper, people of God. The Holy Spirit is here with us. At times we can't even pray. But the Holy Spirit make intercession for us with groanings that cannot even be uttered from our mouth. We have to understand, people of God, at times we don't know which direction to take. But the Holy Spirit guide us into all truth. He counsels us, people of God. Many times we need counseling. The Word of God counsels us. The Holy Spirit sends us to a scripture which counsels us and helps us to continue on this journey. So we have to understand, people of God, stop and reflect on who we have with us. The third person of the Godhead is with us. The Holy Spirit is here to help us. And he will teach us the way of the Lord. He will teach us the path to take. He will teach us the path of the written laws. And then we shall obey it to the end. We are going to obey the word of God at all times. because we have been taught the word. When the word is inside us, people of God, we will live the word. We need the word in our hearts so that we can live the word. Look at verse 34 of Psalm 119. Give me understanding and I shall keep your law. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Give me understanding and I shall keep your law. Indeed, I shall obey it with my whole heart. So the psalmist was saying, give me understanding and I shall practice your word. People of God, without understanding, we cannot practice God's word. Give me understanding and I shall practice thy word. Yes, I shall observe it wholeheartedly. And that's the only way we can serve God wholeheartedly, people of God, when we understand the word of God. So let us refer to Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1, 17 to 18. Let us turn there to Ephesians 1, 17 to 18 and see what the word of God says. Ephesians 1, 17 through 18. The word of God says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Paul was writing to the Ephesians, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. So we need understanding, people of God. We need understanding. We need the eyes of our understanding to be enlightened, to be illuminated. And only the Holy Spirit can bring that illumination to us. Only the Holy Spirit can give us understanding of God's word, that we can practice his word. Without understanding, we cannot practice his word, and we cannot live a life wholeheartedly devoted to him. We can't live without the Holy Spirit, people of God. And those of us who have put our trust in Jesus Christ must realize that we need the Holy Spirit. Every second, every millisecond of the day, we need the Holy Spirit in our lives, and he will guide us into all truth. Look at John 14, 25 through 26. John 14, 25 through 26, as we refer to these scriptures and see how much we need the master teacher. Jesus was saying to his disciples, these things I have spoken unto you while being present with you. So Jesus was speaking to them while he was yet with them. He was not yet crucified. He said, but, look at verse 26, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, not some things, people of God, all things, and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. So we have to understand, people of God, the Holy Spirit is here to teach us and to guide us into all truth. He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance what I said unto you. So the Holy Spirit is here to teach us, to give us understanding of God's word so that we can serve him wholeheartedly. Look at verse 35 of Psalm 119. Make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. What the psalmist was saying, cause me to walk according to your ways, for in your word I take pleasure. I take pleasure in your word. Do we take pleasure in the word of God? Do we delight to do the will of God? Do we take pleasure in the word of God, people of God? The psalmist said, I take pleasure in your word. So cause me to walk according to your ways. You cause me. And we need to pray and say, Lord, cause me to walk according to your ways. For in your word I take pleasure. And when we take pleasure in God's word, people of God, we will obey his word. We will know that we have the master teacher with us. The Holy Ghost is with us to teach us all things. So we will reverence him and we will obey him and walk in truth and holiness. He's holy. So we ought to be holy, people of God. We ought to be like our guide. He's here to guide us into all truth. So we want to walk in holiness and righteousness and be obedient to the Spirit of God. We want to take pleasure in the word of God. We want to delight in the word of God. Look at verse 36 of Psalm 119. Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to covetousness. What the psalmist was saying, turn my heart towards your testimonies. Turn my heart towards your precepts and not to envy. I don't want to be a person who is envious, who is covetous. Turn my heart towards your word. People of God, when our hearts are so much inclined towards the word of God, there's no place for covetousness, you know. There's no place for envy in our hearts, people of God. We will be contented with what God has given us. And we, people of God, will value what he has given us. So there will be no place in our hearts for envy, for any discontent, for anything that is not of God. So we have to understand, people of God, when the word has taken first place in our lives, when our minds have been renewed by the word, then there is no place for all those works of the flesh to be manifested in us. So we as God's people need to know and understand this truth. Look at verse 37. Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things and revive me in your ways. Turn my eyes from looking at worthless things and revive me in your way. So what the psalmist was saying, turn my eyes away from useless things and revive me in your ways. People of God, we have to ask the Lord to give us dove's eyes, that we will be focused on Jesus Christ. We need to be kept focused on Christ Jesus, our Lord. So many things are coming to distract us. But the psalmist said, turn my eyes away from worthless things. Turn my eyes away from useless things. Turn my eyes away from all the things that will not do me any good. So we have to ask the Lord, people of God, and revive me in your way. We need a revival in our hearts. And only the word of God can revive us. The word is spirit and it is life. As we look in John 6:63, Jesus himself said the word of God is spirit and life. So the word of God is here to revive us, people of God. The psalmist cried out for revival. He said, turn my eyes away from useless things and revive me. And people of God, if we never needed a revival before, we need it now. We need to be revived in the spirit of our minds, renewed in the spirit of our minds, so that we can walk the walk, talk the talk, live the new life in Christ Jesus. Look at verse 38 of Psalm 119. Establish your word to your servant who is devoted to fearing you. Look at what the psalmist said. Establish your word to your servant who is devoted to fearing you. People of God, we have to understand what the psalmist is saying. Establish your word. Settle your word in my heart. That's what he was saying. Settle your word in my heart. Let it be fixed. Let it be rooted in my heart. Who is committed? I'm committed, God, to reverencing your name. I'm committed to fearing your name. I'm committed to walking in humble respect of your name. So we have to understand, people of God, we're called to ask the Lord to allow his word to be fixed in us. He is the one who will establish his word in us. He will settle his word in us. So it is by the word of God that we will walk each day. We will talk. We will live by the word. The word will be our governing authority. When the word is settled in our hearts, people of God, the word becomes our governing authority. So we will live according to the word of God. So we want the word to be settled in our hearts. Jesus alone can do that. The Holy Spirit is here to settle the word in our hearts so that we can truly reverence the name of God. We can truly be committed, truly be devoted. Many times we come and we say we are church members, but we are not devoted. We are not committed to the cause of Christ. God is calling for people who will be committed to the cause of Christ. And he's calling us, people of God, to walk hand in hand with the Holy Spirit, to partner with the Holy Spirit. And when we partner with him, people of God, we will see the great results that will come forth. Look at verse 39 of Psalm 119. Turn away my reproach, which I dread, for your judgments are good. So the psalmist was asking the Lord to keep from him the shame that he's afraid of. The shameful things that sometimes come to cast us down. Take it, keep it away from me, oh God. Don't let any shameful things happen to me. For your justice, your righteousness, you alone are good. So we have to understand, people of God, only God is just, only he is righteous, only he is good. So we want, people of God, to ask him to keep away the things from us that will bring us shame. Keep away the things from us. For only he is just, only he is right, only he is good. Look at the last verse in this stanza, verse 40. The last verse in this stanza says, behold, I long for your precepts. Revive me in your righteousness. Behold, I long for your precepts. Revive me in your righteousness. What was the psalmist saying? Look, Lord, behold, look and see. I'm yearning for your laws. People of God, is there a hunger and a thirst in our hearts for the things of God? The psalmist said, I have longed after thy precepts. Revive me in your righteous ways. Quicken me in thy righteousness. That's what the word said. Quicken. Revive. Revive me in your righteousness. So people of God, we have to yearn for him. We have to long for him. Do we yearn for him today? Do we long for the Lord? The word of God said in Psalm 42, 1 to 2, he said, as a deer pants for the water brook. Are we panting for him? Are we panting for Jesus? Are we panting for the word? Are we longing for the word? Are we yearning for the word? This psalmist was longing for the word. He said, behold, I have longed after your precepts. I long for your precepts. So we as God's people must pant as a deer pants for the water brook. When the deer, people of God, is thirsty, it is said that that animal, when it's thirsty, it doesn't matter what danger is in the way, it's going to go through it to get to that water. Jesus Christ himself is the living water. He said, if you are thirsty, come to me. Come to me and drink. And out of your belly, I am the living water. When you come to me and drink, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. So we need to yearn for him. We need to long for him. Ask the Holy Spirit to stir up in us that spiritual appetite, that spiritual thirst for more of Jesus Christ. People of God, as we go through this season, many of us are so caught up in all the busyness, getting things ready for Christmas. But get our hearts ready for the word to settle in it. Get our hearts ready for Jesus Christ. Ask the Holy Spirit to create in us clean hearts so that we can pant after Jesus Christ. We can long for him. The psalmist said, behold, look and see, I have longed after thy precepts. I have longed for your laws, God. Revive me in your righteous ways. Revive me. We need a revival, Church of God. We need to pant after the word of God as the deer pants after the water brook. The psalmist said, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for you, God, for the living God. Do we thirst for him today? When shall I come and appear before God? People of God, we need to come to the Lord as we draw near to him. He draw nears to us. The word of God says in Psalm 27, verse 4, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. We need to seek after him, people of God. When we long for him, we seek after him. When we yearn for him, we will seek after him. So we need to seek after him. This is what my heart desires, to seek after you, O God, to behold your beauty and to inquire in your temple. We have to come to that place, people of God. Ask the Lord to stir up in us that appetite for his word. Stir up in us that hunger and thirst after righteousness and the words that we shall be filled. We want to be like that deer who pants for the water brook. We want to pant. We want to yearn. We want to long for the word of God to settle in our hearts, people of God, so that we may walk wholeheartedly committed to God, walking in righteousness, walking in holiness, walking in the truth of God's word. God is calling us. The Holy Spirit is here to guide us into all truth. So we need the Holy Spirit, the breath of the Creator. And as we look on the letter H, which has these 8 verses, we can come to know and understand, people of God, what the Lord is saying. Our master teacher is here. He's here to instruct us in right living. He's here to show us the way. When we go off track, people of God, he will convict us of sin. He will show us that you are walking in an unrighteous way. Come back on the path of righteousness. He will show us the way. He will show us the path to take. The word of God says in his presence, in Psalm 16:11, he will show us the path to take. In his presence, there is fullness of joy, and at his right hand, pleasures forevermore. So we need the Holy Spirit, people of God. We need the word of God inside of us. We need to be revived. The word of God said in Psalm 85, revive us again. Turn us to you, O God. Revive us so that we can rejoice in you. And people of God, we need the Holy Spirit to revive us so that we can walk right. We can live right. Many of us, people of God, the word tells us that we are not clothed in the righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we are not just clothed to live anyhow. We are clothed in his righteousness to live right. So God is calling the church of God to right living so that the world can see Christ in us and come to glorify his name. It's not about our name, people of God. It's about Jesus. So we ask him today to revive us. Revive me in your righteousness, not my righteousness. My righteousness is like filthy rags before God. But revive me in your righteousness, O God. That's what the psalmist said as we look on verse 40. I long for your precepts. Revive me in your righteousness. So we need a revival, people of God. We need to yearn for the word of God. And we need to ask the Lord to stir up in us that spiritual appetite where we will hunger and thirst after righteousness. God bless you all this evening. Thank you all for coming out and listening to the word of God. And we pray as we hear this word this evening coming from Psalm 119 that we will come to understand God is calling us back to his word. May God bless you all and continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessings to all. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for who you are. We thank you for your word to us. We thank you for calling us, O God Almighty Lord, to focus on you and to keep, O God Almighty, our lives unspotted from the world. We pray today, O God, that you will revive us again. We pray that you will turn us to you wholeheartedly, mighty God, that we, O God, will rejoice in you daily. O God, we look to you and we just thank you again for what you have done, what you're doing. Thank you for your blessed Holy Spirit who lives with us and in us and enable us when we are unable. So we just thank you right now for who you are and what you're doing in this season. And may your name be glorified. Father, we honor you. We praise you. We look to you by faith as we give you thanks and praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we say amen and amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful rest of the weekend. And may you continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Blessings to all. In the Lord is
reproofs of instruction. Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.